saying nothing, lying where the sun is, baking doubt upon our sides. My lips touch you with their soft, wet kisses.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. It is time to go to politics with Sherrilyn Laban. However, Sherrilyn has some strong feelings about the topic at hand of sexual abuse, so we will actually skip politics for this week, which I know some listeners will appreciate. Sherrilyn is co-chairman of the Project 21 National Advisory Board. She has a whole long resume of wonderful achievements and ongoing achievements, and she's also a wife and mother of two children. So welcome back to the show, Sherrilyn.
Great to be with you as always, Bruce.
Well, I enjoy it, and while I love talking about politics, I do feel this particular topic is sort of transcendent in the sense that it's sadly always going to be there. It's sadly not often talked about, and too many victims feel shame and fear. So I don't even think we have an idea of how many people have been victimized, and I'm not one to like to exaggerate problems, but sexual abuse is a real ongoing problem throughout history, and I'd like to turn the dialogue over to you and see your initial hear your initial thoughts about it.
Well, Bruce, I think it's important to keep in mind that the language we use with our children has changed over the decades, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when I was growing up in the 70s and 80s, it was don't talk to strangers. Well, now that's just not going to be adequate enough because the strangers, quote unquote, are on the internet. They are, because our children are so hooked into technology, strangers are everywhere. And some strangers are helpful.
Yes, that's
so
what
I've taught my children. I've taught my children that, you know, going to the security guard in the mall or the store, to me, is not always the best idea because, you know, Son of Sam was a security guard, right? I mean, let's not forget that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what I have encouraged and pressed upon my children is that you go to a mommy.
Interesting.
Go to a mommy in the store because the mommy will stay with you until you get help, right? A mommy will likely stay with you until I get to you.
Meaning, specifically, you're referring to like when you're lost and a child is afraid.
Exactly.
Who do you turn to?
Yes, exactly. That's what I'm referring to. If we're in the Target, if we're in the mall, wherever we are, and one of my children gets lost, my advice has been, go to a mommy.
Okay, and that mommy is a stranger. And that's the problem when people
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. You know, they're going to go to a mommy, and that mommy is going to be a stranger. Because I've got to tell you, I don't think it's all, you know, you can't tell your children, don't talk to strangers, because a stranger may save their life.
Exactly. Also, it just occurred to me, there's probably a really good saying in here, but there's a difference between a stranger and danger.
Exactly.
Given that sexual abuse takes place far more often in the home with someone they know rather than a stranger, it's learning to know danger versus safety. So,
and again, that's the dialogue, Bruce, that we need to have with our children is what is appropriate contact and what isn't. You know, who should be touching you? Your parents and the doctor. That's about it.
Well, and even the parents and the doctor only in certain appropriate ways and places at different ages.
Exactly.
Yes.
So, even that has limitations. But, you know, I have, again, talked to my children and said, this is what's appropriate and what's not. Because, again, if you look at the statistics will tell you that most of the time the abuse is not coming from a stranger, as you've indicated. It is coming from a member of the church, someone they trust, perhaps a teacher, an athletic coach. I mean, think of all the people that your children come in contact with. And when you ask that to a parent, you know, the look on their face is, it's pretty amazing, because your children come in contact with lots of different people every day, particularly if they're school age, right?
And most of those people would not be considered strangers.
Exactly. So, I mean, just on a day-to-day basis, your child has their regular teacher and then the specials teachers, and you know what I mean by that. Mm-hmm. The music, the art, the PE, what have you. And then you've got after-school activities. In my case, the lacrosse coach, the piano teacher, the soccer coach. I mean, there's a lot of so-called strangers that your children come in contact with. And so, again, the language of how we educate our children has to change, because I can tell you that's not how my parents educated me on this topic when I was growing up. It was, don't talk to strangers. They didn't say, look out for the track coach. That's not what we talked about in my house.
You've said a couple times the language needs to change. Can you be a little bit more explicit?
Well, I think exactly what I've said, that we just can't blanket say to our children, don't talk to strangers, because mm-hmm. strangers will be, in some cases, the person who saves your life. Let me give you an example. We went to the Nationals game on Memorial Day weekend,
mm-hmm.
and I noticed, I took my daughter to the bathroom, and I noticed there was a little boy standing outside the bathroom. And he was there when we came out, and we were in there for a while, 10 minutes or so, and he was still there. So I said to him, I said, hi, honey, are you waiting for your mommy? He said, yes. I said, what's your name? So I went in there, and I called, I says, Johnny's mommy in here? Because that little boy had been waiting a while.
Mm-hmm.
He looked a little concerned, and I was going to stay with him until his mommy came. And then sure enough, she said, yes, is he out there waiting? I said, yes. She goes, we've been in here a while because my daughter had to change her clothes. So I wait, and I came out there, and she came out, and I talked to her. I said, yes, he was standing out here, and I was not going to leave him until you came out. And she said, thank you very much. Now, you know, someone could have come off and come along and taken that little boy. It was a busy, it's the National Stadium, Bruce.
Mm-hmm.
There were thousands of people in there. And what could that mom have done? I don't know. I probably would have taken my son in there with me. The little boy was probably maybe 7, not older than 8 years old. But these are the situations that mothers find themselves in, parents in general, when you've got one parent and you've got children of different sexes. And I've got to tell you, when you're in large, you know, places like that, a ball game, you really got to look out for your kids. I mean, you really do, because that's nothing but strangers. I mean, that's what you call bona fide strangers. And that little boy looked lost to me. Not lost, but he looked concerned.
Yeah, he was on the verge, it sounds like, of a little panic.
He was on the verge, and I was not going to leave him until I found his mother. I didn't know whether she was lost, whether he was lost, but I was going to wait there until his mother came, and if I didn't hear that mother's voice in the bathroom, then I was going to call security and say, I don't know where his mother is, but I'm not leaving him until we decide what to do with this child.
You know, the other thing that your talking has inspired in me is the reality that our kids are just exposed to so many more places, opportunities for connections, good and bad, that the vigilance of us as parents cannot be underestimated. And also that boys are just as likely to be victims as girls. We tend to think the boys are a little safer. And maybe when they're 15, 16, 17, they are, if they're large and big. But little boys are just as likely to be victims as girls. And if it's not exactly even, I don't care, because whatever percentage it is too much.
Yeah, it's pretty high. I think in the email that you sent me, Bruce, it was something like 1 in 7. Under like the age of 12.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that's, you know, that's a pretty high number.
You mean
1 in 7
of all kids?
Right.
Right. Not mm-hmm. 1 in 7 being boys. It's pretty scary. Well, I think I've got a great takeaway. I like the go to mommy, go find a mommy if you're in trouble takeaway from today.
Right. And the other thing I said to the kids is my kids call my mother Nana. I said, you go find a Nana. Go find a grandma type figure. Go find a Nana because a Nana's going to stay with you too.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, listen, we are out of time unbelievably quickly. Please tell our listeners where they can find you in case one of our kids gets lost.
Okay. Your listeners can find me on Twitter, at Harley, H-A-R-L-E-Y, LeBon, L-E-B-O-N, at Harley LeBon on Twitter, and then also Facebook. I love to have new friends on Facebook, and I'm in Facebook under Sherilyn Harley LeBon.
Okay, terrific. I look forward to talking with you again next week. Maybe we'll touch on some politics because I'm sure a lot more will happen between now and next
week. Always. This is a long, hot summer. Never a dull moment here.
Indeed. Thank you so much, Sherilyn.
Thank you.
And we will be back with Pastor Drew Sams after these messages.
He was a kind of man that would gamble on luck. Look you in the eye and never back up. But I saw him a-crying like a little whip pup because of love.